from stpetecatalyst.com.
Hello, St. Petersburg, and welcome back to Just Getting Started. I am Dr. Kanika Tomlin, Deputy Mayor and City Administrator of this beautiful city. And Just Getting Started is our regular conversation where we check in with the change agents who are making things happen around the beautiful burg and learn what they're focused on and the pieces of work on which they are just getting started. And today we have a great guest. I am so excited to introduce him to some of you and to give you a few minutes with a good friend to others. And that is Dr. Sri Sundaram, Dean of the Kate Tiedemann School of Business and Finance at USF, and also current chair of the illustrious St. Pete Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you very much, Deputy Mayor. I appreciate it. First of all, thank you for the opportunity. This has been a wonderful community to be a part of, and so I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you've taken the time because I know you are so busy and there are so many things going on, so I'm excited to give our listeners a little peek inside of your world. They've had a chance to do so, seeing you in the Catalyst Influencers and other places. You're all around the town, but you're fairly new to our town. Been here for about 5 years?
That is correct.
So tell me what you think.
Absolutely. You know, coming into St. Petersburg, I didn't know very much about Tampa Bay. But as I always tell others, you know, this is one of the things that you get lucky in life. And I'm so glad to be part of this community.
Oh, that's great.
When I was looking to move for professional reasons, we looked at University of South Florida and St. Petersburg. I was really looking for not only the professional side, but also a community that we wanted to move in to be a part of.
Absolutely.
You know, I strongly believe that as a university, we have to be part of the economic development component of a community. But more importantly for me, it was also an opportunity to say, how can I get engaged with a local community? And what I truly, truly appreciate is that St. Petersburg opens the arms and welcomes everybody.
Isn't that awesome?
That's the intangible that I don't think you can talk about it all the time, but you have to feel it to be part of this.
Yet. Whether you've been here for 5 generations or for 5 years, you can find a seat at the table, pull your chair right up, and help shape and craft the policy, the lifestyle, everything that's unfolding our economy and our community. I'm very proud of that.
You are absolutely right. And I think that's where the ability to participate, and the Chamber's a great example. You know, they look at it and say, hey, here's a partner, someone who's willing to work with us and kind of help us. And they embrace that opportunity. And so for me, that was a great partner. And the ability to work with all of you, you and the mayor and others, I think that really draws upon. But the last but not least is that I can step outside of the office and saying, boy, to be in downtown St. Pete and what the legacy you built with the pier and everything else, I'm really appreciative. So I'm glad to be, this is my 5th year, but it seems like it's run through very quickly, but I'm so glad to be part of the community.
Well, it's your 5th. We foresee many, many, many more. And Dr. Sundaram, we love the way you just came right in, rolled your sleeves up and began to make things happen. And most importantly, immediately saw as a part of your vision, a link between the students in your charge and the community in which they live and learn and contribute. And we think that just bodes great for our future.
Thank you.
So we're going to talk about some of the business first, but I noticed when I was reading up on you, Doctor, that we have something in common.
Ah.
I think you're like seasoned and I'm just getting there. But tennis.
Yes.
You're into tennis.
Absolutely.
As am I.
I did not know that. I'm glad to hear that.
And someday, maybe I'll be good enough to take you on.
I would love to play with you or, you know, against you. But I think it's, as you all know, is that, you know, one of the key things in life is finding the balance. And tennis has given me the balance. You can go in the evening, hit the ball hard, and get it out of the
system. That's right. That's why I sought it out. I'm like, I got to do something to let off the steam and stay in shape. And you can do it whenever. And it takes little equipment. So that's good.
And the fortunate thing is, and I don't know about your children. Are they into tennis?
Yes, my daughter plays.
See, then that's what was great was my daughter, which is my older one, played tennis. And so it was a great way to do a family part of it too. So
yeah. So St. Pete, you know, he plays hard. But let me tell you, he also works hard. And you're just getting started as chair of the Board of Governance for the Chamber, the St. Pete Chamber. We have a really unique chamber. You know, often when people think of a Chamber of Commerce, they have a picture of, you know, a very stuffy boardroom that's inaccessible, people who look and live a certain way, and they don't necessarily see themselves in that picture. I am very proud and pleased to say and feel that I've contributed, certainly know that you've contributed, to a chamber that's a very different story. Tell us about the chamber and your excitement about leading it.
You know, you're absolutely right. We've been in the boardroom several times together, but what is the intangible that continues also is that there are two things that I thought was very unique about this chamber. One, it's their commitment to not only for the business community, but clearly in the mission, it states that we're committed to the community, the vitality of the community. And I think that's really became evident even during this last year, during the pandemic, saying that, hey, as much as we want to make sure that the business is progressing and advocate for the business, we're also going to be committing to the safety of the community and working with the city to be able to do that and have the dialogue, the difficult conversation. I think that's one of the things that I was really impressed about is that the commitment to the business community, but also the commitment to the community per se.
With a specific commitment toward equity and inclusivity in a way that's really redefining the trajectory, not only for the chamber, but for our business and economic landscape overall.
And you hit it right on. I think that was one of the things that excited me and the opportunity to lead the Grow Smarter initiative. When I learned about Grow Smarter, and it really started off with the economic development, identifying the sectors. But I think we had the opportunity to look at it and saying, this is really could be even much bigger. And the ability to focus on equitable economic development was a great opportunity for us. So having the ability to chair the committee in 2019, that was one of the focus was to really make sure that we are clear about that and making a commitment towards that. What I'm excited about is this year, we're taking the next step forward by forming that alliance, a Grow Smarter Alliance. We're in a position to kind of really lead that and saying, bringing all of the various parties together and saying, here's our common objective. We're all working in the same area. How can we, come together to make this a stronger impact on the community itself?
To leverage our strengths in a way that lifts everyone. So you mentioned Grow Smarter. That's our comprehensive integrated economic development plan that focuses on inclusive prosperity. It was created some years back in partnership between the City of St. Pete, the Chamber, and other interested business entities to do exactly that. Find a way to create a plan that identifies our five targeted growth sectors and to do so in a way that ensures opportunity for everyone who's so interested.
Correct.
And you were the chair of that right from the beginning, got it standing up, and it's ready to run. And now you're the chair of the chamber. And so we look forward to some great things ahead.
Thank you. I really believe that. A lot of work was done before me, and a tremendous amount of credit goes to all the leadership that's been done. What I feel that I was very proud of last year, in the year before that, focusing on that was really identifying with clarity our goal is equitable economic development, putting some pathways together. Mm-hmm. I think last year, Dr. Tishika Griffith took that to the next level.
She's been a guest on the show.
Oh, I listened to her podcast. That was wonderful. The ability to take that and especially serve during the pandemic, really. I mean, when we look at the impact of the pandemic has been really on the small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to cater to them has been critical for the growth of the community and continue to move that forward. And to see that happen, I think, was really a great opportunity for us. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how can we take that to the next level in the future.
And Doctor, this is an important point. And then I want to talk a little bit about what's going on with the college.
Okay.
But I do want to leave our listeners with this important point as it relates to the chamber, something you were just speaking about. The chamber is a member organization and its membership needs to thrive. It needs to be strong so it can reach all of those goals.
Right.
But the chamber's mission takes it far outside of membership.
Mm-hmm.
And so for someone who's just listening, a small business owner, an entrepreneur with a dream, who doesn't think that they can quite be at a level of membership yet, what do you want to leave them with? What would you like them to know? Where is their place in the chamber?
That's a great question. So let me use an example to give some context. I think when the pandemic hit, we really set up a navigator program in conjunction with the city and other NGO partners to look at and say, how can we really impact various communities, especially the underserved communities? One of the lessons we're learning is that, one, is we're studying actually the micro business and the impact of the policies. The large companies have the facility and the opportunity to take advantage of this. How do we make sure we have a street team? I think as Gypsy Galata would call it.
Yes.
Making sure we have members from the community that trained and that can really reach out to them and saying, here's how we need to be able to take advantage of these programs that we put together. And the chamber really worked very closely with the city as well as others to say, we're going to expand not only to our members, but anybody who needs the support, because that's important for the community.
So important.
And that, I think, is a good example of how the chamber looks at the community as a whole. We want to have collaboration. And I want to leave the last part is that, so this year's theme for me and I brought to the chamber for us is that it is going to be inspire. I think we are at a stage. I think, inspiring with whatever activities we do. But there are so many people that are doing some incredible work. So the goal is really 2021 is really the theme of inspiration.
Inspiration. I love that. And I think our listeners certainly are inspired. And speaking of inspiring, it makes me think of Kate Tiedemann. And people have heard her name. Not everyone knows who she is and what she's done for the College of Business. So before we get into what's happening there, let's talk about the amazing woman for whom it is named.
You know, Kate has been an amazing story. I have three wonderful women leaders that have been so successful that had a great impact on the college, but also the university. To talk about Kate, again, here's a very unique story. She came when she was 13 years old, and we just talked about, I think it's her 60th anniversary of being in this country.
Oh, wow.
And from Germany she came. She didn't speak any English. But the first job she took on was one of the, I'm trying to remember which governor's home as a nanny. And had the opportunity to kind of really start to go to secretarial school. And from there, she started out working for an ophthalmological company. And then eventually built a company called Katina Products that had about 12 to 1300 SKUs. The focus was on high-end ophthalmological surgical instruments. Part of the inspiration is that her father was a carpenter and did a lot of fine work with wood. So she, when she looked at surgical instruments, she wanted to make sure that she had the same finesse.
The precision, yes.
Exactly, precision.
Yes.
So the ability, and again, living in the East Coast, when they used to come to St. Pete and the Tampa Bay area for the wintertime, and when she sold the company about 10 plus years ago, they decided to come move here on a permanent basis.
Wonderful.
So she and her partner, Alan Cotton, now live in St. Pete. But what she always thought about is that she had only done eighth grade education. If I had the opportunity to go to college, what could I have done? So she wanted to afford that opportunity to the other students in the community here. And that led to her really looking at philanthropy to the university and eventually naming the college as the Kate Tiedemann College of Business. And today we are called the Kate Tiedemann School of Business and Finance.
What a beautiful and inspiring story, truly. And what an honor and privilege for your students to learn in an institution so named for such a wonderful woman who is the illustration of possibility.
And what's great about her, Deputy Mayor, is that the fact that she's still engaged.
Yes.
She comes there. And all of us, I don't know, you know, this is before the pandemic. I may get a knock on the door and saying, hey, I just want to say hello to you.
Oh, that's great.
Does not want to call me ahead of time. She will come in, make sure the guests I have an opportunity to see.
That's great.
The wonderful, you know, Kate Tiedemann College of Business and the home we live in, the Lynn Pippinger Hall. But the fact of the matter is, anytime we invite her to meet with the students, they're there. And she's truly an inspiration for them, especially the women leaders that we have, the student leaders that we have. Seeing an entrepreneur succeed. And she's one who has always said, hey, listen, everyone is going to have challenges.
Right.
But it is about how we overcome the challenges. And I'm just one example of that. And I think that's just tremendously inspiring stories for our students.
Well, that story truly speaks to the culture of the college. Every time I'm there, I leave inspired and just really amazed and awed at the connection that happens between the faculty and the students and the opportunity that's being engineered there every day. What are some of the things that are going on there most important to you and your leadership as dean?
Again, you know, a really wonderful thing that happened to us was the ability to walk into a new building, the Lynn Pippinger Hall. We inaugurated
it's beautiful,
in 2017.
By the way.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
You know, a lot of credit goes to, again, folks that were very invested in it before I came. I had the luxury of walking into the building in 2017, even though it came to the USF in 2016. But our philosophy is basically comes to three things. One is when it comes to our academic side, we want to have a relevant and innovative curriculum. My guarantee is that for students that are coming in, we'll make sure that the things that they study are relevant.
Mm-hmm.
The second aspect is making sure that they have the opportunity to apply that in a practical setting. So just to give you an example, in the first 3 years, we increased the number of internships from 20 to over 120.
Wow.
We streamlined the process, made sure we connected with the local community, give those opportunities so the students can really apply. And the third aspect was really to help grow them as an individual. So we invested in a lot of professional development activities that gave them the opportunity to network. We have a lot of first-generation students. So we wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity to grow them as a person. The second aspect of it with the building itself is that, you know, again, coming to a three-pronged framework is not only our academic side, we also do impactful research.
Right.
So we not only publish in the traditional journals, but our faculty, for example, did work with CASA. in identifying the economic cost of domestic abuse. So now we are able to look at it and saying, oh, if it costs us $10 million, what can we do to cut down the number of visits that the police have to go to these? And how can we invest in programs that make and actually bring that down? So from an economic perspective, you can take a look at that. So it's a much broader. And the last part of it is that the intentional community engagement. For me, we really wanted to make sure we opened up the building. And we said, this is a, you know, something that's sponsored, you know, really funded by the taxpayers. We wanted to make sure we bring in our partners to the building. And that intentional engagement really allowed us to build a tremendous partnership with the business community and the overall community. And we used to host about 100 plus events every year in the building.
So awesome. I mean, a perfect match and reflection of the culture and spirit of St. Pete, an academia that reaches so far beyond theory into practicum, making a difference in the community where it's needed, undergraduate and graduate programs.
That
right?
is correct.
Really, really so glad that you're here.
Thank you so much. And I think that's been, we've been able to build on that. And, you know, as you, recently, one of the Bishop Center for Ethical Leadership is a good example.
Yes.
You know, we looked at the opportunity when we took on the responsibility for the center. How can we really then look at make it a community resource and be a thought leader in the area? So that's where, again, thank you for your time on talking to us. But we really are starting to look at a trust-based ethical leadership. Today, I think that's become more and more relevant.
I'm so glad to have had you here today because it sheds more light on something I've long thought. We go to work in different buildings every day, but we really are in the same line of business, and that is engineering opportunity, being a proprietor of dreams, and helping people reach their fullest potential. So thank you for your partnership in that. I know you're just getting started. Lots of great things on the horizon.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. You're absolutely right. We're getting started. We have a lot of ideas and a really looking forward, not only from the university side, but from the chamber side, to really create a real impact in the city. And thanks for everything you and the mayor do.
Oh, it's our honor. It's our privilege. And we are grateful for your leadership. And please reach out to the dean. And he is so accessible. He can tell you more about the chamber, tell you more about this college, tell you more about anything that you'd like to know about economic development. And together, we will continue on this journey on St. Pete's move from great to iconic city. And in that work, we are just getting started. So much to do. So we're going to let you go now.
All right.
And get back to it. Thank you all for listening. Can't wait to sit with you again where we talk about some of the other ways we are making great things happen here and how you can help make sure that that is the case. Thanks for all you do to make St. Pete shine. Remember, St. Pete, we're just getting started. Have a great day.
From stpetecatalyst.com.